You're tuned into 4ZZZ.
Yeah, we've got an interview coming up that we're going to air that I had this morning with Joanne Rathburn, a PhD candidate at UQ, and she was studying weight loss messaging. This research came out just over a week ago, and it's sort of challenging this idea that weight loss messaging is actually the best way of sort of improving people's well-being. We're talking about, you know, when you see government-run ads on how to keep people healthy, the idea that you should be mentioning weight loss and hammering home weight loss as the sort of the key to unlock a healthy life apparently has a lot of issues with it. And so I was chatting with Joanne about the alternatives to that messaging and the impacts of that messaging and how we should be shifting how we approach health messaging and weight loss messaging on our screens, over the radio, wherever we're engaging with it. Do you want to run that interview for us now, Max?
Let's do it.
I'm joined now by PhD candidate at the University of Queensland, Joanne Rathburn, from the Social Identity and Group Network. Thank you for joining me.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Look, you've done some really interesting research recently that I want to dig into on weight loss messaging. It's something that a lot of us think of, but what are the problems with the traditional way we message about weight loss?
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot of assumptions that people make about weight, you know, what kind of causes us to gain weight, what motivates people to try to lose weight, and what kind of behaviours they need to engage in to lose weight. And people tend to think that if we, you know, promote weight loss and, you know, try to get people to be more active and engage in certain kinds of dietary behaviours with the kind of framing that this is, you know, for the purpose of weight loss, that this is going to actually be effective. And unfortunately, for those people that think that, and that many of us, the research just doesn't support it. We just don't have any really consistent evidence to say that these messages are effective. And actually, the research says the opposite, that these messages can actually be quite stigmatizing. They can make people feel quite sort of ashamed about their bodies, feel like they aren't doing enough, that their bodies aren't acceptable, and this can actually have a lot of negative effects on their health, which is not the goal of the message most of the time.
Yeah, and we sort of think that if you're trying to get people to sort of engage in healthier behaviours, just addressing something direct like weight loss would be, you know, it's the intuitive way to go, but your research is finding that there are all these negative side effects. Could you run through sort of the big things that people, that you're finding are the negative consequences of focusing on weight loss?
Yeah, sure. So there's quite a lot of negative consequences. We find that contrary to what you might expect or people believe, these messages often make people feel less motivated to engage in healthy behaviours,
okay,
like exercising and eating healthy foods. It makes people feel like they have less control over their eating, which then can lead them to actually eat more. And it also can lead to a whole bunch of other kind of psychological issues. It can cause body dissatisfaction, can reduce self-esteem, can make people feel quite distressed. You know, so there's a lot of different kind of psychological impacts. And I think one of the big ones that got a lot of attention in the area of research that I'm in is the impact on disordered eating.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually encourages unhealthy eating behaviours in that kind of desperate attempt to try to lose weight. People tend to go for the unhealthy option, and that's just not what we want to see.
No, not
at
all.
Not the way to go.
And so what are the alternatives then?
Yeah, so I think it's something that we're still trying to figure out, and that's what my research was trying to contribute to. So we looked at three different alternative ways of framing health messages. We looked at ways of framing it in a kind of weight-neutral way, where you just encourage people to engage in healthy behaviours without mentioning weight or weight loss at all in the message. So you remove weight loss as the goal. The second one we looked at was the more kind of weight inclusive message, which it's kind of similar to the weight neutral one, but more explicitly states, you know, that anyone can engage in these healthy behaviors and improve their health regardless of your body size.
Okay.
Kind of very explicitly saying that, you know, these behaviors are for everyone, regardless how much you weigh, and still kind of keeping weight loss as a goal out of the message.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one we looked at was that more kind of body positivity, size acceptance, messages that really kind of actively challenge the idea that fat is bad, that larger bodies are unhealthy, and that weight loss was necessary at all for improved health.
Right.
Those were kind of the three alternatives we looked at, and we found that really they affect people differently.
Okay.
And I can go into that now if you like.
Yeah, I did want to ask because, you know, the weight loss or weight gain journey and people's sort of relationship with their body image is obviously incredibly different person to person. So is this, I'm assuming this isn't a one-size-fits-all sort of solution, is it?
No, it's definitely not. And I think you're spot on there that everyone has a different relationship with food and with their body. And I think these messages come across quite differently depending on what your body size is. If you're already a sort of lower weight, society is not telling you that your body is unacceptable, and so you might read these messages differently compared to someone who is in a larger body and is constantly being told that their body is not acceptable and that they need to lose weight.
So from those alternatives that you looked at, were there any that sort of stood out as producing, obviously we've just talked about how it's different person to person, but were there any alternatives that seemed to be pushing in the right direction of still being engaging in body positivity, but also stimulating those healthy behaviours?
So it was quite complicated, actually. We had sort of every message had some positives and some negatives.
Okay.
So for people who were kind of already a lower weight, the weight neutral messages had overwhelming positive effects. So they felt more motivated to engage in your sort of classic healthy behaviors, like eating more fruits and veg, exercising more, those kinds of things. They also had reduced motivation for those unhealthy behaviors that we would associate with disordered eating. And they had some positive impacts on their body satisfaction and self-esteem as well. So for those people, the weight neutral messages were kind of the ones that were seemed to really speak to them.
Right.
But for people who were a higher weight, the size acceptance, body positivity messages were the ones that really had the overwhelming positive effects psychologically. So improved body satisfaction, reduced motivation for those disordered eating behaviours.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all great things that we want to see. And we did see a lot of those with lower weight people as well, which was fantastic. But the one downside really of those body positivity messages is that it reduced motivation for your healthy behaviours, the eating more fruits and veg, exercising. And that was really interesting to see as well. And I think the reason why is because those messages are still strongly associated with weight control.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see those, when you see a lot of health messages, and particularly the ones advocating for weight loss, that often also have those kinds of healthy eating behaviours encouraged within that. And so there's this association being made between those behaviours that we want people to engage in, but also they're kind of like weight loss being the ultimate goal
Yeah.
behind engaging in those. So So very interesting.
Yeah. Is it possible then that sort of part of the reason you were seeing possibly more healthy behaviours from the messaging that focused on weight, is it almost sort of pushing people into a negative mindset and pulling out results that way? Is it sort of forcing people into not being comfortable with who they are, and that's what's engaging those healthy behaviours?
Yeah, it's quite possible, but I think, you know, we also are seeing the unhealthy weight control behaviours as well. So
sure.
I think what's kind of important to think about and perhaps reassess is what we actually mean by healthy behaviours.
Yeah.
Are we talking about just, you know, diet and exercise, or are we talking about health more holistically? Are we including things like not wanting people to skip meals or purge, or, you know, engage in those unhealthy relationships with food?
Right.
Do we want people to sort of psychologically be healthy as well? So I think, you know, that's something that we need to kind of reassess So, yeah, it's really tricky.
Is there a bit of a trade-off here then between that, in very general terms, between the physical well-being effects and the psychological well-being effects?
It's possible. I think it's hard to really say for sure. I think we need more research.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we looked at these messages as being quite distinct from each other, and it's possible that kind of maybe coming up with some sort of combination may be the way to go, but we really need more research on that. So, but yeah, I think, you know, it's just one of those things that when we've created this association between weight and weight loss and health, and this may be a consequence of that.
Right. And just to finish up then, if you were sort of running a government weight loss campaign or weight loss campaign for someone, and you were in charge of sort of crafting the message around that, given what you know now, would you have a solid idea of what sort of message you'd want to be promoting?
Yeah, so I think my first kind of question would be, okay, what's the goal here and who are we targeting? Because I think it's clear that that one message, one way of framing these messages is not going to affect everyone the same. And
yeah.
So I think they need to become a little bit more targeted and, you know, to really understand what's the goal here, and then use the research that we've done, and hopefully the research we'll continue to do in the future to inform how we frame those messages based on those goals and who the audience is that we want to target. But I think overall the consensus is that weight loss messaging is just not the way to go.
Yeah.
And we need to find other ways. So yeah, I would definitely be staying away from encouraging weight loss as like the way to improve health.
Yeah.
And staying away from any message content that could be stigmatizing and harmful to people.
Well, Joanne, that's about all we have time for, but thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.